Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, children, going to invite you back down to the front. Going to invite you back down, because I've got somebody I'd like to meet. I've got somebody I'd like you to meet. Let me introduce to you. Do you want to come and sit down? Let me introduce to you Isaiah. Isaiah, come down. Let me introduce to you Isaiah. Here we go. Here we've got Isaiah. Now, children, Isaiah is a man who lived about 700 years before Jesus. But we're meeting Isaiah this morning because we're going to meet Isaiah over the next three Sundays. Because Isaiah, even though he lived 700 years before Jesus, God showed him what would happen that first Easter. And so we're going to be listening to what Isaiah has to say this Sunday and then over the next couple of Sundays about what would happen that first Easter. And each time he invites us to do something. And this morning he invites us to come and see. So, Isaiah, what have you got to say to us this morning?
The Lord says, "See, my servant will act wisely. People will greatly honor and respect him. Many people were shocked when they saw him. His appearance was so damaged, he did not look like a man. His form was changed so much they could barely tell he was human. But now he will sprinkle many people. Kings will be amazed and shut their mouths. They will see the things they had been told about my servant. They will understand the things they had not heard."
Great, thank you very much, Isaiah. Apparently, I'm told that was how Isaiah spoke as well. Great, thank you, Isaiah. Do take a seat. Isaiah, did you see? Isaiah calls us to see. See that first verse? He says, "See." He says, "Come and see." So the question this morning is, what do you see? What do you see? Because Isaiah invites us to see. It's a command that God says to us through Isaiah, "See, see." And Isaiah tells us to see someone really great. "See my servant. People will greatly honor and respect him." Isaiah is saying, "See God's king, God's servant. Look at Jesus," says Isaiah. Even though he lived 700 years before Jesus, he's saying, "Look at Jesus. There is no one better and greater to look at and to see than Jesus." Now, on Palm Sunday, children, what did the crowds do? If you were listening earlier, you should already have some idea. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, what did the crowds do? Yes, go on, Freya. They did say Hosanna. Fantastic. Did they do anything else when Jesus rode in? What else did they do? They waved palm branches. Fantastic. Yes. So we've got some palm branches here chopped down out of our garden. That's right. So when Jesus came in, because Jesus is so great, they showed him great honor and respect, and they waved palm branches. And they said, "Hosanna." And they did more than that as well, didn't they? They didn't just wave palm branches. They laid down cloaks on the ground. These might be yours because I found them in the lost property. They laid down cloaks on the ground and they waved palm branches. They said, "Hosanna," because they showed him great honor. Because he's a great servant. He's the God man. He's God's king. But what happened by the end of the week? Well, we know what happened by the end of the week, don't we? Jesus was arrested, and by the end of the week, he died on a cross. And so Isaiah says, people greatly honored him, but also many were shocked when they saw him. Many people, when they saw Jesus die, were shocked. They were shocked to think that this great man, God's king, the Son of God, would suffer. It's not what we expect, is it? And Isaiah goes on to say that actually, for Jesus to suffer, it was very painful. Isaiah tells us it hurt Jesus a lot. It really hurt Jesus to be punished, to be put on the Father's naughty step for all our sin. and mine. And Jesus did that willingly. But it's not what we expect, is it? God's king coming in, everyone shouting. And then by the end of the week, he's on the cross. We expect people to keep on cheering, to keep on waving, to keep on honoring him. But he's on the cross by the end of the week. Jesus suffered greatly. Jesus suffered greatly. So what do we see when we look at Jesus that first week? Well, actually, we see Jesus suffering greatly. He comes as a king, but he dies on the cross. And Isaiah says people were very shocked when they saw that. Because it looks so weak, doesn't it, for Jesus to die on the cross. It looks so weak. Now, children, there are lots of good things in the world, right? There are lots of good things that we enjoy. We had a wedding yesterday. We prayed for an upcoming wedding. We enjoy birthday parties. We enjoy good food and sport. Can you think of other good things that we enjoy? What other good things do you enjoy that you look forward to and enjoy? What do you enjoy? Anybody? What's that? Going to your dad's house. Yes, seeing parents, being with our parents. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? We enjoy family. What other good things do we enjoy in the world? What other good things do we enjoy in the world? Sisters. Sisters being looked after by older sisters. We enjoy that. We enjoy sunshine, don't we? We enjoy the spring, the change of the seasons. There is so much in the world that we enjoy. But children, you will know that there is also as much good in the world, and there is also some bad and sad things in the world. You know, we know, don't we, that people get ill. There's illness. I'm sure that we watch the news, and we see people fighting. We experience people falling out with one another. Maybe you fall out with brothers and sisters. We get sad when people have to go away, or even when people die. There's lots of good in the world, but there are lots of bad and sad things that happen in the world too. And when we look at Jesus that first week, when we see that Jesus, God himself, his son, coming into the world, Jesus came and he came and he suffered. And bad and sad things happened to Jesus. There we go. How amazing that Jesus gave up the comfort of heaven, gave up the safety of heaven, gave up the pain-free world of heaven, to become a man and to endure bad and sad things. See, God cares so much about our world that he was willing in his son to step into the world, and that Jesus as the God-man suffered. That's how much God cares about our world. You see, sometimes, and maybe this is one particularly for grown-ups, sometimes people will say, well, you know, I don't think God's real because of all the bad and the sad things that happen. Or if God is there, I don't think God really cares because there are so much bad and sad things happening. But when we look at the cross, when we look at what happened to Jesus, the one who should be greatly honored and respected, when we look at the cross, we see God does care very much about the bad and the sad things happening in the world. God cares so much that he stepped into the world, that Jesus was willing to suffer. And maybe that's a question that we've wrestled with. Maybe that's one of those questions that that our friends and family wrestle with. And so if we're suffering, or if we see suffering, we think, well, God cares very much about that suffering because he stepped into the world, and that Jesus suffered so much that people were shocked and appalled. And it's helpful, isn't it? Because if we know that we're suffering, or there are bad and sad things happening to us, we know we have somebody in heaven, Jesus, who understands. Even if we're suffering physical pain, there is one in heaven who knows and understands. You can talk to him, and he understands, and he hears. It's the first thing we see. What do we see when we look at the cross? Well, we see Jesus suffering greatly, and in that we see God caring for us greatly. We're going to stand and we're going to sing. Children, there is something more for you to see after this song, so you might want to stay around, or you might want to go back to your seats. That's absolutely fine. But we're going to stand and we're going to sing this song now. Jerusalem, which is a call to see Jesus in Jerusalem on the way to the cross. Let's stand and sing. Take a seat. Children, do you want to come back down to the front as well? Excellent. It's good, isn't it? You get to move around quite a lot. Great, fantastic. Now, you see, all some people do see when they look at the cross is Jesus suffering. And that's all some people see. And some people go, well, that just looks silly, it looks foolish, it looks weak, and they turn their faces away. A bit like those illusions earlier, those optical illusions, there is more to see. There is more to see. Because we not only do what Isaiah says, do you see Jesus suffering greatly, But also when we look at the cross, Isaiah tells us that we see Jesus washing many. We see Jesus washing many. Now, Isaiah doesn't use the word washing, but can you see in 15 there? He says, he will sprinkle many people. Now, Isaiah's not saying that Jesus, when he comes, would sprinkle with these kind of sprinkles. Okay? He's not saying he's going to kind of put chocolate sprinkles all over the world. That's not what Jesus came to do. Rather, Isaiah is saying it's a bit more, think garden sprinkler. So I've got some, like, water. So Isaiah's going, it's that kind of sprinkling, okay? Because in the Old Testament, a priest, before Jesus, in Isaiah's time, a priest would sprinkle water on someone or something to show that they'd been cleansed or made holy or set apart. Now, water didn't actually do anything. It didn't actually clean them, but it was a symbol that they needed to be cleaned and that they had been cleaned through sacrifice. And you see, all of us, you and me, we are all in need of a clean. And we're all tainted by sin. And one of the pictures is that sin makes us dirty before God, and we need to be made clean. Now, I was reminded this week of this picture. Now, children, back in the good old days, England were actually okay at football. And about 50 years ago, we won the World Cup. Okay, and that's a man called Bobby Moore, who was captain of the side that won the World Cup, and he's receiving the trophy off of the Queen Elizabeth. But as he was going up to receive the trophy, he noticed, can you see, the Queen's got white gloves on. And you can see him on the film as he realizes he's got dirty hands. And so as he's going up, walking towards the Queen, he's desperately cleaning his hands on the velvet of the royal box. He's trying to get his hands clean before he shakes the Queen's white hands. And that's very much like us. If we want to be friends and part of God's family, we need to be clean. We need to be clean. And sin, it makes us dirty. It taints us. Sin, all that, the wrong that we do, the things that we love instead of God. So that's what Isaiah says God will do when Isaiah comes. So here I have a woody. And can you see, Woody is very dirty. Oh, ew, that's right. Woody has brown sludge all over him. Okay? And that's a bit like us. That's what sin does with us. It makes us dirty before God, and we need to be cleaned. And when Jesus came, and he came to Jerusalem, and he died on the cross, he made it possible for us to be clean. When Jesus came and he died on the cross, it is as though God is cleaning us, all those who trust in Jesus. He's cleaning away all of that sin that gets under our fingernails. You know, the sin that we're aware of, and we scrub and we scrub and we can't do anything about it. You know, that guilt that we feel a lot of the time. All of it, cleaned and sprinkled and washed away by Jesus' sacrifice, when Jesus came to die on the cross for us. So that we can now stand clean, that our sin can be washed away. That's what we see when we look at the cross, as we see Jesus suffering. We see Jesus washing and cleansing and cleaning us. Isn't that a great thing to see and to remember and to focus on this week? That we've been cleansed, we've been cleaned. We've been sprinkled by Jesus' sacrifice. But it's not just us, is it? Isaiah says he will sprinkle many people. He will literally sprinkle many nations. He will sprinkle many nations. Through this one act, God will bring many people to be cleansed from all over the world. In our house, we've been... colouring in a map of the world. It's actually a tablecloth. that you can wash. It's very good. You can wash and start again. Keeps people entertained for hours. 195 nations in the world. And the promise is from Isaiah that because of Jesus on the cross, people from every single nation can have their sins washed away and cleansed and cleaned. People that we've been praying for, people like we've heard about in Ireland, Bernie, Emily, Mary, Fiona, people like Jeff in Leyland, people like Parkaba. Do you know where this is? This flag, Sierra Leone. People we've been praying for in Malawi, a student called McDonald Goodson, who had his sins washed away in 2014 and then wanted to become a minister. The promise is that it's not just us. Anyone, anywhere, not only can have their sins washed away, but the promise is that people all over the world from all over the nations will have their sins washed away if they come to Jesus. How encouraging that is for us as we look ahead to something like Passion for Life. We look ahead with confidence because God promised, when you look at the cross, you see the promise that the nations, that people from all over the world will and can have their sins washed away. That should go great. God has promised that's going to happen. So who can I invite? Who can I get to come and see Jesus and his death? Who can I invite to the Good Friday family trail this week? Who can I see? God has promised that people will have their sins washed away. That's what we see when we look at the cross. We see not only a promise of our sins, but anyone, and that God is doing that. So this week, let me encourage you, as Isaiah does, to see. Make the most, particularly of this week, to see Jesus again. That's the thing that you and I most need. To behold and to see Jesus. Kids, there's some books. There's great. We've got a bookstore with loads of kids' books on the back. Why don't you take the person you came with and say, buy me a book. Buy me a book to help me see Jesus this week. Your parents would love to do that. Do something different this week that enables you to see Jesus. Grown-ups, what is it that you're going to do this week? What is it you're going to do differently this week to enable you to see Jesus again as Isaiah calls you to? The Jesus who suffered greatly on the cross, but the Jesus who washed the sins and is washing away the sins of many. That's what we're called to do, to come and see, to see Jesus. I'm going to invite Laura to come and lead us in some prayers. Thanks, Laura.